Zondervan presents The Power to Prosper, 21 Days to Financial Freedom by Michelle Singletary, read by the author.
I dedicate this book to my children, Monique, Olivia, Kevin, and Jillian. You've endured countless lessons and long lectures about money, sometimes with rolled eyes, but mostly with good humor. I pray that you always have God's peace in your finances and in every part of your lives. A Biblical Perspective on Prosperity. Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. Deuteronomy 29:9. God wants you to prosper. That's a bold statement, isn't it? I know some will read that declaration and immediately feel uncomfortable. They've come to believe that money is the root of all evil. They believe that those who are poor are more praiseworthy than the wealthy. But the Bible doesn't say that money itself is evil. What it actually says is, for the love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. And there's nothing virtuous about poverty. American essayist and philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson put it bluntly. Poverty demoralizes. The novelist James A. Baldwin said, "Anyone who has struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. It is not a glorified position to be hungry or without shelter, or to live paycheck to paycheck. And the poor can be just as evil or selfish or greedy or contemptuous as the rich. Others see that statement that God wants you to prosper and take it as a confirmation that they deserve to be wealthy."